What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our morning look at some of those things that are relevant to us here in the local news in Panama. As of this Wednesday now, 2 years since the first case of COVID-19 occurred in Panama, the Ministry of Health reveals that 8,125 people have died in this period. Those figures are given after 301 new infections and 2 deaths were registered in the last 24 hours, in addition to updating 1 death from an earlier date. To detect the new cases, 6,476 tests were applied, yielding a positivity percentage of 4.6. Active cases, they total 3,005, of which 2,876 are in home isolation and 129 are hospitalised, reported the Ministry of Health. Those in isolation are divided into 2,846 at home and 30 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 108 patients in the hospitals, in the wards, and there are 21 in the intensive care units. The country is registering a notable decrease in active cases of COVID-19, and in the past 2 epidemiological weeks, the decrease reached 68.2%, highlighted the Pan-American Health Organization, the PAHO. In its bi-weekly report on the situation of the pandemic in Panama, the international organization highlights that active cases went from 12,288 in epidemiological week 7, that's the 13th to the 19th of February, to 3,912 in epidemiological week 9, which is the 27th of February to the 5th of March. The same percentage is reflected in the incidence that went from 279.4 to 88.9 active cases per 100,000 inhabitants in the same period. The PAHO reports for the 6th consecutive week a decrease in the incidence of cases in all age groups. It details that in the last week, the group under 20 years of age registered the greatest decrease with 39.6 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. They are followed by those between 20 and 39 years of age with 66.5 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, those between 40 and 59 years of age with 68.3 cases, those between 60 and 79, that is dropped to 70 cases, and those between 80 and over years of age, that fell to 82.5 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. On the other hand, the PHO report highlights that genomic surveillance of the virus showed that the Omicron variant became the predominant variant in January in the midst of the fourth wave of the pandemic. According to the SARS-CoV-2 genomic surveillance report from the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies, in 339 samples analysed in January, the variant is predominantly Omicron BA1, found in 323 samples, 95.8%, displacing the other variants that were circulating in previous months, is reflected in the document. In the monthly report of the events supposedly attributed to vaccination or immunisation against COVID-19, the Ministry of Health received the report of at least 800 cases. Now, according to the latest report published by the Ministry of Health, with data collected up to February the 11th of this year, a total of 882 reports associated with vaccination against COVID-19 have been recorded. They detail that this figure corresponds to 0.02% of the administered doses of the Pfizer vaccine and 0.01% of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The report shows that at the time of collecting the data, there were 6.7 million doses being administered. Of the 882 cases reported to the National Pharmacovigilance Centre, 828 correspond to Pfizer doses and 54 to AstraZeneca doses. In addition, it is shown that most of the reported events are classified as mild and moderate. According to the statistics presented in the document, the most recorded adverse symptom was headache with 199, adding the doses of the 2 laboratories. They followed in that order fever at 163, dizziness 87, weakness at 78, and rashes at 67. In Panama, 5 reports have been received with a fatal outcome after the administration of the vaccine. However, it must be taken into consideration that the cases occurred in elderly people and with underlying diseases, except for one of the cases for which no further details were provided, the report states. Francisco Vigil, director of the National Decentralization Authority, justified on Wednesday the double salary that he earned with his current position and as a professor at the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, Onachi. I have given classes in the free time that the institution allows me, that is Saturday and Sunday, and they can verify, said Vigil, who since August of 2005 has been a regular full-time and permanent professor at the Faculty of Law and Sciences Policies with a salary of $4,748.28. Vigil announced that a few weeks ago he applied to the university for unpaid leave. Working Saturday and Sunday is a sacrifice, he said. The journalist asked Vigil if he did the procedure due to the harsh questions about the double salary of officials, Corriente representatives and mayors of the country. Yes, it can be, he answered. Since July of 2019, Vigil has been director of the National Decentralization Authority, whose headquarters are located in Panama, with a salary of $4,000. After a series of publications by La Prensa about the transfer to the deputy and president of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Benicio Robinson, of a farm in Boquete in Chiriquí, where a mansion is being built, the president of the movement Otro Camino, Ricardo Lombana, said that he already has several years questioning loudly and publicly Robinson's actions and initiatives in the National Assembly. In Lombana's opinion, the PRD deputy considers the Assembly to be his personal estate, with the main function of benefiting his own assets. I have strongly criticised facts such as his choice of president of the Budget Commission, the unnecessary creation of more corregimientos in Bocas del Toro with clear patronage purposes and to increase his power, and the modification to the law that allows confessed corrupt companies to be hired in Panama, among many other beauties, not to mention the control that he exercises over national baseball and its politicisation. This was detailed by Ricardo Lombana. In turn, Lombana stated that it cannot be forgotten that in November of 2018, before even being a presidential candidate for free candidacy, he filed a criminal complaint against Robinson and 10 other deputies for the baseball bats scandal and the diversion millionaire amounts of funds through sports associations that was finally archived. I can only say that what the Prensa report on Robinson and Bagatrack reveals, well, it does not surprise me at all, nor does the deathly silence of the authorities called to investigate the case, he added. According to a journalistic report by La Prensa, the Bocatareño deputy who presides over the ruling PRD acquired through a private foundation a farm in Boquete. The sale was made through a triangulation whose traces lead to one of the most important contracting companies of the Panamanian state, Bagatrack SAR. To date, neither the Comptroller General of the Republic nor the Public Ministry have reported whether they will initiate an investigation into the suspicious transaction. The National Assembly has processed a legislative proposal that modifies Law 22 of 2005. This is regarding the right to reply or rectification adopted by the media. Bill 424, promoted by Deputy Zulay Rodriguez, the original proponent, and Elias Vigil, reduces the deadlines that the media have to publish the replicas and increases the fines that offenders must pay. The bill was endorsed this Wednesday, the 9th of March, by the Government to Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission, which is chaired by the PRD supporter Victor Castillo, a supporter of Rodriguez. Rodriguez and Vigil's proposal grants the media a period of 24 hours to broadcast the replicas, extendable for another 24 hours. Currently, according to Law 22 of 2005, this period is 48 hours, extendable for another 24 hours. Regarding sanctions, Law 22 contemplates fines between $500 and $5,000 depending on the seriousness of the offence and taking into account the recurrence of the medium in this type of conduct. Bill 242 proposes to expand the fine, which would now range between $5,000 and $10,000. However, The sanctions can be increased up to $15,000 in the event that the news includes the alleged commission of a punishable act. Another novelty introduced by Draft 242 is that the media must apologise as a form of moral compensation if the falsehood of the published news is verified. The legislative initiative comes at a time when the two proposing deputies face serious questions. Rodriguez has just been denounced by the widow and son of Mexican goldsmith José Luis Penagos for the alleged appropriation of some gold bars. As for Vigil, his sister Teresina, alias La Patrona, is being investigated and detained for allegedly belonging to the HP gang, led by her husband Carlos Roberto Aguilar, alias Roba. Dismantled in the Damasco operation, there is an arrest warrant against alias Robert. Vigil has said that the public ministry is a mafia and claimed that they have not shown him the evidence against his sister. The public minister replied that the evidence has been presented in court. As the global trends have shown, due to instability in Europe, there was an inevitability that we would see an increase in the price of oil. The gallon of 95-octane gasoline will have an increase of 40 cents as of 6 a.m. this Friday, the 11th of March. The increase will be until Friday, the 25th of March, reported yesterday by the National Secretariat of Energy. 91-octane gasoline will also register an increase of 38 cents, while low-sulfur diesel will increase 62 cents per gallon at the gas stations in Panama and Caron. The increase per litre is 10 cents for 95-octane gasoline, 10 cents for 91-octane gasoline, and 16 cents for diesel. Bill 222, which creates the Vacamonte Corregimiento in the district of Arihan, province of Panama West, advanced this Wednesday, the 9th of March, in the National Assembly. It was adopted by the Municipal Affairs Commission, chaired by the PRD Deputy Javier Sucre. Now the document will be submitted for the first debate in the coming weeks. The bill's proponent is Deputy Assembly Speaker Kyra Harding. Vacamonte, which would be segregated from the district of Vista Alegre, is in the area that she represents. The Credentials Commission of the National Assembly approved on the afternoon of this Wednesday, the 9th of March, the appointments of Luis Navas Pajaro, Alauri Melo de Alfaro, and Dora Perez Valladares as new directors of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP. Those appointments must now go to the full National Assembly for final ratification. The appointments were announced by President Laurentino Cortizo on the 22nd of February. Navas Pajaro, Melo de Alfaro and Perez Valladares are the appointments to replace directors Lourdes Castillo, Henry Mizrachi and Alberto Vairino, whose nine-year term expired last February. In addition to the directors of the ACP, the Credentials Commission approved the appointments of Eddie Arus Caballero as the General Director of the State Radio and Television Service, SIRTV, Raul Guizado as member of the Board of Directors of the Superintendents of Non-Financial Subjects, and Daira Carrizo as Superintendent of Nine Non-Financial Subjects. Currently, the Credentials Commission is chaired by the pro-government deputy Leandro Avila, and the session was not broadcast on the Assembly's parliamentary channel or on the website. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.